Why does the drumbeat of war outlive the heartbeat of peace? Why do empires write history in ink made from the blood of the conquered? Why is it that flags wave while mothers wail? Why do kings and presidents play chess with children's lives? Why does every generation inherit the silence left by bombs? Why are treaties written on paper but broken over oil and gold? Why do we call it liberation when it leaves a country in rubble? Why do men who never hear a bullet decide when wars begin? Why does the sword find worship while the plow is forgotten? Why has the battlefield replaced the council table in every crisis? Why do we name our wars after noble causes and bury the truth with the dead? Why does power speak in violence and call it destiny? Why are the cries of the wounded drowned by the roar of propaganda? Why do we still believe borders are more sacred than lives? Why is peace the poem and war the law? Why, after millennia of graves, do we still believe war is human nature and not a choice?
So many ask the questions, but the answers stay untold. What fuels the flames of war? Why do the rivers run cold? Empires built on bones, kingdoms rise and fall, while the innocent pay the price, ignored by us all. Why do the flags keep waving over shattered lands, when peace is just a ghost slipping through our hands? They sell us freedom wrapped in chains in disguise, and call it justice while the city slowly dies. Why do leaders write laws with bloodstained pens, sending sons and daughters to meet bitter ends? From deserts burning bright to cities drowning tears, the cycle spins again through the endless years. We praise the sword but forget the plow, bow to the throne but question not how war is a lesson. Why do we fail? Why do the cries drown out the tale? Why do we fail? Why are there wars? Why do we fall? Who pays the price when power takes all? Seeds of sorrow planted in blood, rain keeps falling, flood after flood. Why are there wars? Where does it end? We pray for peace, then we kill again. We march, we burn, we break, we roam. But why does the grave feel more like home? The questions echo loud, but the silence is deep. Promises of peace that they never keep. We hear the bombs fall but forget the sound of lives torn apart, the lost and the found. Who profits from pain? Who gains from the cost when the innocent vanish? Who counts what is lost? Borders drawn with greed, lines carved in stone turn strangers to enemies, hearts cold as bone. We speak of salvation but build up the arms while children hide, praying to stay from harm. The lessons of history are buried in sand, written by hands that don't understand. If justice is blind, then what does she see? A world chained in war, longing to be free.
Many ask these questions, but the silence grows loud. Truth buried in rubble, pride dressed in a shroud. How many must suffer before power lets go? Why do we plant war and expect peace to grow? How long can the earth absorb blood in her veins before she cracks open from humanity's stains? Who counts the cost when the cameras all fade? And who holds the grief that can't be displayed? We speak of salvation while we build up the bombs, sing hymns on Sunday, then drop fire on their moms. What gospel survives when it's sung through a drone? What heaven is promised on a mountain of bones? If justice is blind, is she deaf to the screams?